إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, yesterday my very good friend and Ustad Mufti Ismail Musa Menk, who was in Kuwait, he sent me his Jummah Bayan, and the title of the Bayan was "What if today was my last day?" And I sent out that bayan to our group, and immediately, literally as soon as I sent it out, within a couple of seconds, one of my friends from Singapore sent me a message saying, "Today was the last day of my good friend, and she died, and she had two small children, and she died of cancer." So first of all, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive her and to give her Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la and to give sabr to their family. And that brought home to me this whole issue of what if today is my last day, the reality of it. That message which came from Singapore saying that today was the last day of my friend somehow put that title of Mufti Menk's bayan in a real life perspective. Because otherwise, sometimes if somebody says, "What if today is my last day?" we tend to see it as more an intellectual thing. You know, what if this happened, and you know, what if I won the jackpot or something? We know it's not going to happen. But this thing, immediately, instantly, I got this message saying, "Today was the last day of my friend." I said, "Subhanallah, this is real. This is absolutely real." And of course, I advise you to listen to that bayan. Very, very nice lecture. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase Mufti Menk in his knowledge, in his understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his understanding of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in his closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that people continue to benefit from him for years and years and years to come, inshallah. But having listened to the bayan, I was thinking to myself that what would I do if today I knew that today is my last day? And I thought of four things that I would do. If I knew that today was my last day, there are four things that I would do. The first thing that I would do is to take stock of my life. And for that, I would isolate myself from everybody. I would fast and I would sit in the masjid in i'tikaf. I would get out from my house, I would get out from my family, I would get out from everybody. And I would sit in the masjid in i'tikaf. And I would take stock of myself and say, "What have I done in my life?" Because by the end of today, I'm going to die. Please think about this. Many times, this last day business we have, you know, people have what we call the bucket list, which is all the things that I want to do before I die. And I want to climb Mount Everest, and I want to see a iceberg calving in the Antarctic, and I want to see what an emperor penguin colony looks like, or I want to, you know, bungee jump from some place. All of these are the wishes of people who have no concept of the Akhirah. I want to eat this particular food. I must have this particular drink. All of this are concepts of people, are thoughts and ideas and desires of people who have no concept of the Akhirah. Because the people who have concept of the Akhirah, who understand the Akhirah is real, for them the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have all of this and more. So where is the question of saying, "Before I die, I want to see this"? La hawla quwwata illa billah. That is even more dunya, more dunya, more dunya. This is from shaitan. Right? We spent our whole life in dunya, and then the moment of death, you want to think about more dunya. La hawla quwwata illa billah. So the first thing I would do is isolate myself and sit in the masjid and make i'tikaf, and I would take stock of my life. Number one. Number two, I would then prioritize what I want to do in that day. Because I have this number of hours, right? And out of the number of hours, I know how much has passed. So what am I going to do now? Going forward, I would prioritize that. And that priority would be on what basis? It's a no-brainer. It's on the basis of, I'm going to meet Allah now. I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next 8 hours, in the next 10 hours, in the next 14 hours, in the next 1 hour. What is the most important thing for me to do? I would prioritize my actions and my speech and my focus and my emotions and whatever I have on that basis that I am going to meet Allah. Now, when I'm prioritizing on that basis, I was asking myself, how important would the decoration of my house be? How important would be the kind of car I'm driving? How important would even be my career, for example? How important would be what kinds of clothes I'm wearing? But how important would be my relationship with my mother or my father? How important would be, for example, whether or not I have made amends with whoever I hurt or whoever's right I took. Alhamdulillah, I don't think I have taken anybody's right. May Allah forgive me, at least to the best of my knowledge. But I'm saying that, wallahu alam. You get the importance of this, right? So would I take the time to meet my mother, meet my father, phone them or something and talk to them? Or which one would I do? Relative importance of things. So first thing is, take stock of what I have done in my life. Second thing is prioritize going forward, what am I going to do? Number three, what I would do is to make istighfar and to make amends. I would make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. And I would do my best to make amends with whoever in this world that I have to make amends with. So I would do that. I would make sure I did my part of it. Whether the other person forgives me or doesn't forgive me is up to them. But at least did I sincerely go and apologize in a very humble manner? Did I do that? And the last thing I would do on that day, after these three things, which is to take stock, which is to prioritize my actions and to make amends, the last thing I would do is to make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave me this opportunity to do all of this. That He gave me this opportunity to know that this is my last day and that I am doing it. And He gave me the sense and understanding to do the right things. So I would make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then I would ask Allah to take me in that state of shukr. While I'm thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that last day. For that last day, for all that He has given me. Now to bring this to our real life, as it were, we know that today might be our last day. But the reality of it doesn't sink in. So now that we have got some kind of a concept to say, if I knew it was my last day, what would I do? Then what do you think I should do anyway? Do you think, I'm not talking about sitting in the masjid in Aitakaf, that's a special thing. But I'm saying that should we not take stock of what we have done with our life till today? Should we not then, the second point is, take stock, prioritize. Should we not prioritize our actions? Now going forward today, as the day dawns, should we not prioritize and say, whatever I'm going to do, is this really something I want to do? Supposing it was my last day today, would I be doing this? If it were my last day, would I be doing this thing? Or this is some waste of, you know, time and energy and everything else, and just doing it. The value of time becomes very precious. Third thing is, should I be making istighfar? Should I be making amends with people? Should I be repairing my relationship with people? Should I be doing something in order to ensure that somebody will make some dua for me? And the last thing is, should I be making shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? And that's what I remind myself when I listen to this lecture, that what would I do if it were my last day is a criterion, is a beautiful criterion to run the whole of our lives. To run the whole of our lives. Because we get sidetracked and we waste time because we are afraid of, we feel that, you know, so and so might be offended, and if I don't do this and this will happen, that will happen, or some you know, conversations. I mean, I was just thinking yesterday, I was listening to some people, you know, people, the conversation is about which cricket match is being played where, and which is an important match, and which is not an important match, and how there is so much of rain because of that, such and such a match got washed out. What importance does this have? I mean, this is the most idiotic thing in the world. Some guy hitting a bat with a ball is something, is a, you know, it's occupying your brain cells, it is occupying your heart because your emotions are linked to that, and somebody wins and you are happy, and somebody loses and you are unhappy. What is this? Is this something that intelligent people have to do? And it's not only cricket, I'm just saying, as I always say, I am all in favor of playing cricket. I am talking about people who don't play cricket but who spend hours sitting in front of the television watching some stupid match. That is ridiculous. That is a total and complete waste of time. Go play football, go play cricket, go play tennis. I mean, it's good for you, right? It's good for you, good for your health. It's very important for us to keep ourselves active. But just watching a match, and then your emotions are linked to that, everything linked, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, gone down the drain. At best, it is a waste of time. Absolutely, at best, it's a waste of time. And wallah alam, depending on what you have seen and what you have done, it might even be something which is sinful. Why would you do that? Under no stretch of the imagination can it be called something which is beneficial. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, actually in question of chess, people have given fatwa to say that chess is not permissible to play chess. And you say, why is chess not permissible? Because you say it occupies your attention so much that you might forget your first salah, for example. Now if you use that criterion, then the first thing to be banned is cricket. And the second thing should be banned is football. Because that occupies your attention and your emotions far more than chess can ever do. So I'm just saying, I'm not getting sidetracked. I'm just mentioning some of the highlights of our lives, which show how pointless or useful they are. That what would you do? I mean, if it was your last day, would you be watching the cricket match? Seriously, tell me. And if you say yes, then I think that there's something seriously, seriously wrong. If you think it's my last day and I want to spend the last of that day watching a stupid cricket match, I mean, imagine. So this issue of what if it was my last day, I think is a very good reminder. I want to remind myself and you that let us keep this in mind and let us live our lives day by day as if it's the last day. Ensure that we do the most important things. Ensure that we do the things which give the most positive results. Ensure that we spend our time in doing things which have the maximum benefit for ourselves and all the people around us. And ensure that we are always in a state where we are ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a state where we are in shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have asked for His forgiveness. And of course, inshallah, we have complete faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives those who ask for His forgiveness. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the time to ask forgiveness before we die. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that forgiveness. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us in a state where He is pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.